For the milder type symptoms, such as general airway irritation, generally if they move to a smoke-free environment, that will resolve. But if the symptoms persist or they're severe, like chest pain, difficulty breathing, they should immediately seek medical care because that can be a medical emergency. The steps that they can take to avoid the health risks associated with the smoke include using common sense regarding outdoor physical activity. We don't necessarily discourage people from doing physical activity because that's important for health as well. But if they're outside doing activity and their breathing becomes difficult or uncomfortable, they should stop or reduce their activity. Additionally, if they're experiencing that irritation of their eyes, nose, or throat, they should reduce their exposure. They can do that by moving to an indoor environment, but it is important to know that smoke can penetrate buildings and the indoor air quality can be as bad as outdoors. So it's actually recommended that individuals, if possible, have an air conditioning unit that's on recirculate and then they keep their doors and windows shut. But the best thing actually is to go to a public facility like a mall that would have a commercially available filter on it. And the air quality generally is very good in those types of environments. They should also ensure that if they're staying indoors, they stay cool and drink plenty of fluids.